I am the American nightmare, and that's fine by me. A young black Muslim man with a degree, Park Creek, Indiana, and I know my history. A socialist with progressive ideologies, an activist like those before me. The offspring of a well-educated family, born in Florida but raised in Tennessee. First time seeing skinheads and neo-Nazis. As a teen, I rebelled, chose to be in the streets. My dream was to make it in the music industry, so I sold studio time, beats, and CDs. With my boys from Edge, Folk, and AP, doing shows and promoting all across the Southeast. But no matter where I went, I always saw the same thing. Same drugs, same street life, the same poverty, same corrupt cops and police brutality. Took a few years, I got certified in IT. As I worked at a temp at many big companies, found myself with a passport working overseas on an outsourcing gig while at MPC. Saw the truth of free trade and income inequality, exploitation of the poor while the same company. See a Mexican engineer hoping to be a Walmart cashier across the border cause it paid a better salary. God opened my eyes, reality. Now I see past the lies my country told me. Not seduced by your greed or material things, fight for my beliefs, the truth I must be. My dream is to build a community that's based on compassion and unity. While it may be a dream to empower the weak, I guarantee that the wealthy will preach it's America's nightmare. All I see, widespread poverty, homelessness and greed, abuse of the women and kids, that's America's nightmare. Drugs and disease, crimes and bigotry, wars that fuel the beast, struggle is just a survival. The poor man's nightmare. One step from living in the street, no car, no job, barely anything to eat. Stressed out, trying to find a way to get back on my feet. $30 to my name on the floor, I was asleep, but at least I could ask friends and family for help. While the poorest in our nation have to fend for themselves. What kind of civilized nation doesn't care about the health of its people, demonizing welfare? This is crazy. How do we become so mean? The prophets return, I wonder what they think. Would they weep for our suffering, poor and disease? Or say it's our punishment for following the beast. They told us to make peace and honor our creator, to help out the poor and love thy neighbor. Instead, our country has embraced this hatred, so we sacrifice the innocent to earn the devil's favor. And that's why we always have money for war, but never for peace or to help those in need. Cause we live in a war-based economy, which means for us to keep our way out like somebody's gotta bleed. So our military leaders and these crooked politicians can cop more missions to invade more civilians, ordering our soldiers to torture and kill them, justify murder while we plunder the richest and do the same thing here, encouraging these bigots to hate everyone who thinks it looks different, overlooking the crimes these snakes are committing, like raping and molesting our women and children, and then blame the victim, we claim they're religious, yet still hate Spanish, though Hispanics are Christians. Hate all Muslims, wanna kill us by the millions, even though we worship the God of all existence and call themselves Christians. But the prophets Jesus and Moses and Noah will label them heathens, because these people are spiteful and deceitful, making the world a nightmare for the believers. They hate the poor, love war, and never risk. You really think it's God that's encouraging this? If Christ ever return, I'm truly convinced that Americans will have him lynched, cause he opposed this nightmare. All I see, widespread poverty, and greed, abuse of our women and kids, that's America's nightmare. Drugs and disease, crimes and bigotry, wars that fuel the beast. While the poor suffer, I'll show you the rich man's nightmare. Give me 5 years and I can transform this nation into something great. The first day, add 100,000 lawyers and detectives to investigate. They flush out the snakes, arrest a third of the ruling class, confiscate the riches that they stole, then hit off show when the economy collapsed. Revamp the whole tax code to the pay in half, rebuilding the country on the backs of the upper class. Nationalize the Federal Reserve and most banks, outlaw hedge funds, then regulate free trade, launch a second new deal as we then take control of our resources, their eyes in the first place, permanently ban companies that have defrauded the government from future contracts. And that's regardless of whether or not it causes markets to drop, or the businesses to play fair and employ the starving. Ban the CIA and most intelligence agencies, try the top brass for crimes against humanity, then launch a real investigation and a 9/11, prosecuting all involved in the conspiracy. For that, the Iraq War II, the neoconservatives and John Yoo, who authorizes torture and all who knew. And yeah, Colin Powell, that includes you too. In our wars overseas like Afghanistan, cease operations and leave most bases on foreign land. Secure our own land is a better plan, better than killing more civilians, that's just props of the Taliban. Solve things using diplomatic hands, cut the military budget by like 80%. Use the money we would have spent on healthcare for all, use the money to save lives instead of killing them. Then strengthen the laws against rape and abuse, protecting our women, orphans and youth. Expand civil rights and have equality for all, give all citizens free shelter and food, then release or retry all the poor in our prisons whose cases were rigged or defense was insufficient. Then arrest many police and politicians, forcing them to deal with the system they invented in the war on drugs, and begin giving treatments while freeing the first time users. It's needless to lock up the users while the people that are bringing drugs into the country while free. So I'm speaking to you, I hope I'm making myself clear. I wage a war on trafficking and sex slaves here, no mercy for the predators, I prey on their fears. And all of this within the first year of the rich man's nightmare. All I see, widespread poverty, homelessness and greed, abuse of our women and kids, that's America's nightmare. Drugs and disease, crimes and bigotry, wars that fuel the beast. America from America's nightmare.
All I see was poverty, homelessness and greed,
abuse of women and kids, that's America's nightmare.
Drugs and disease, crimes and bigotry, wars that fuel the beast.
One day I hope we wake up from America's nightmare.